just in very general terms, I know it's not a very easy question, but how would you kind of tell the difference between, you know, different parts of India and their cuisines?
The main division
is between north and south?
Main division is north, south, east, west. That's where the division is. But again, you know, people have different accents, like England, you know, Liverpool have got a different accent than Manchester and London. Uh-huh. And the same way, this food that they eat is specific to their own region. Uh-huh. So as you move down south, it gets more spicier and spicier.
It does.
It does, yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, when you travel, you'll find out when you're at the border, when you cross from north to south, the food changes.
Really? That abruptly?
Yeah.
You can see that? You can taste that rather?
Yeah. There's more fast food in the West.
In the West?
Yeah. So it's like more street food and, you know, foods that are made in front of you and more takeaway stuff.
So are there more fast food in Mumbai?
In the Bombay, yeah.
Oh yeah?
In Bombay it's really fast. Because it's like London, people just get off the train, just go to work, go back. Yeah. So there's a lot of activity going on.
Depending on the speed of the life, probably.
But when you go down south, it's a bit more relaxed, so people tend to sit down and eat a proper meal.
South meaning more like tip of the India, the southern tip of India.
And that's where they do set meals. So it's like a Chinese, you know, where you're going and you've got about 20 dishes and you pay one amount and eat as much as you can.
It's like deep, what do they call it?
If you eat a lot of okra, it's like you get very good at maths.
Oh, yeah?
gives you a challenge. Well, that's what I was told, so I'm not sure if that's true.
I also heard,
yeah.
And it tastes so good with our masala.
Yeah, okra.
You whatever it is. Very tasty.
Is it? So masala is a generic term for what?
It's a spice.
It's just spice.
Any form of spice can be called masala.
Masala.
Masala means, in literal English, it means a mixture of spices.
Okay. It's like curry, masala, these are interchangeable words. Masala and curry. But do they refer to different kinds of mixtures?
No, it's a general term.
Okay.
We South Indians, sometimes we feel very difficult to have those days about. It was just 8 years we had gone to Delhi to find out our food. It was very difficult. Only 2-3 restaurants were there.
The cream bay one?
Cream based on oil. Serving, I'll put cream.
May I ask again what is inside the soup? Because I'm
spinach.
Okay.
Then onions.
Onions.
And garlic. And potato.
Why?
One potato to make a thicker consistency.
Spinach, onion, garlic, and potato.
I boil everything together.
Okay.
Put it in a blender. And then I put this here. Put salt. Go on boiling it. I put milk now.
Now we are going to put milk.
Then while serving, I'll put cream.
While serving, you're
Thank you.
when I mom does this kind of stuff, she doesn't give. For example, I'm always in the kitchen, and I ask her to give me some. When you, for example, when she makes bureks, you know, these pastries, and she doesn't give them to me until, you know, it becomes 11 or 8. She always say the 8 should, you know, whatever be there.
Yes, it's good.
Is there any such thing in
India? No, I started learning cooking at the age of 9. Years I started. Cooking. It's nothing like. Means only thing you should know, the safety part of it. You should know how careful you should be when you are going to the gas. We used to, I cooked in that coal.
You used to
cook
coal?
Coal, yeah. That was initially, there was no gas.
No electricity. No electricity.
And then we had a pipe gas in Bombay. Through pipe we used to get gas. Then now we have got a cylinder gas. Every month we have to refill the cylinder.
We also have the same in Turkey.
What we do is when we drop it, it's got to be dropped really gently in the, on the side, not in the middle, because the oil might splash.
I so remember when I was 8 years, our 4 fingers had gone in the oil. Because I was preparing something. And so first time I think, four fingers. It was so hot. I had to be rushed to the doctor immediately.
Commissioner, no?
Okay.
What can I say to you?
Yeah, there. Yeah, for marriages, men only cook. Men only cook in marriages.
When you have like
no ladies.
No ladies. Cook?
No ladies.
For occasions, for marriages.
For marriages.
Marriages. Caterers are men.
Okay. Now, so women don't cook during
the wedding. No.
But. In the houses?
In the houses, I can cook for maybe 50 to 60 people.
Okay.
That is my capacity.
50 to 60 people?
Yeah. Wow. In for marriages where 1,000, 2,000 people come. Normally it is for 3 days marriage. One day before, 3 days. One day before in the evening. All the full menu will be different. Different times. So
men should cook?
Men only cook.
Then that means that actually men know how to cook.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How do they learn it though? I mean, if they don't ever cook, if they never cook, then where do they learn it from?
I think it's a profession, it's a trade. So, you know, they again, they
not
learned
only
the trade,
certain things are followed in India because of that child actually supposed to learn.
I was just surviving on bread.
Actually,
and then I slowly started getting moved.
Yeah, because it's going to happen.
Actually, I'm going to go to the house.
Excellent.